Hello everyone and welcome to Broadhurst Park. This is Women's Team Live on a very drizzly Sunday afternoon here in North Manchester. We're live at Broadhurst Park this afternoon to bring you live coverage of the Argyle Cup semi-final between FC United and Manchester's women's team and Wigan Athletic Ladies. It's Division 1 South against the team currently in second position in the North West Regional Women's League Premier Division. And joining me for this hopefully momentous occasion, we're now joined by the welcome return of Stato Paul. Hello, Paul.
Good afternoon.
So this is, it's a big deal. This, it could be our second cup final of the season.
Yes, we're up against a team that's second to Bolton Wanderers in their division, who we've already beaten this season. I think if we play to our potential today, this is a winnable game. So it's three corners in a row now for FC.
And it's going to be Kirsty Chambers to take this from the Ronald Johnson side of the pitch. It's going to be an in-swinger. In it comes. It's a lot closer to the goalkeeper this time towards the back post. And it was a combination there of Tatsell and Fran Davis on the back post. But whoever it was, it's over the bar and it's a goal kick to Wigan.
And they've taken it already.
And it's now with Ains Goh down this right-hand side. Plays the ball down the line there for O'Keefe to chase onto. And O'Keefe's first touch is very good. Beats McVerter heading towards the byline. Still going in towards the penalty box on the right-hand side. Crosses the ball in. It gets towards the back of the penalty box. The shot's going to come in here. And it slots into the bottom corner. And Wigan, on 7 minutes, have gone 1-0 up.
Yeah, it's Megan Hornby, who's, I was going to mention later in the piece, as the goal threat, possibly. She was man of the match in the game recently. They won 6-0 against Birkenhead. They scored all six in the second half. And Megan Hornby is the one who's put them in front in the 7th minute.
And it was O'Keefe down this right-hand side who just put the ball past McVerter, managed to get to the byline, crossed it in, and we were very short on the left-hand side of the penalty box there. In fact, there was no one there. That's because McVerter was on the other side. And, it was comfortable in the end, wasn't it, for Hornby?
We didn't track back there, unfortunately, enough. When they broke, and we paid a penalty for it, but that's the warning for us.
Here's Carrington now, charging down towards the halfway line, plays the ball forward to Jade Parker, who turns. Parker now hugging this touchline, comes in field with it on a right foot, tries to find a through ball. There's a mix up in communication there at the back between the two centre backs. One of them gets it clear, and it's going to be a corner ball and a head injury as well.
Yeah, clash of heads, I think. It was noticeable there though that The desire to cut the ball out was there, wasn't it? The ball that Jade Parker played in was a dangerous one. Two of them recognised the danger and both went for it, rather than see how it went. You know, they both were determined to deal with it, which was quite decisive.
So it's a head injury, so there's going to be a slight break in play here. We've got 25 minutes gone here at Broadhurst Park. 1-0 to Wigan, if you're just joining us. We should say, if you are listening to this live and thinking to yourself, oh, I need to get the Sunday dinner on or something, don't worry, this will be available in a podcast form tomorrow afternoon on FCM Radio's podcast channel. But it's going to be a corner ball. It's going to be Jade Parker to take this on this near side. 25 minutes gone here at Broadhurst Park. Jade Parker crosses this ball in. It's a good cross. It's headed clear. Only fast. Fran Davis.
Yes.
Slots into the top corner. Superb stuff. She got to that second ball. It was a brilliant cross from Jade Parker. And Fran Davis, cool as you like, from about, 10 yards out, puts it into the top left, goal pole.
That was a striker's finish from Fran Davis. I think she'll be really pleased with that one. And again, we caused them trouble from the corner. I mean, that's the sixth corner we've had. The delivery was good. They couldn't deal with it properly. And it dropped to Fran in a nice position unmarked, and she hit the target.
So superb stuff. We're back in this game now. 1-1 in this cup semi-final.
No risk taken at this stage. 88 minutes on the clock.
It's taken quickly though by Chloe Wilde. Gets it to McCarrick. McCarrick now plays the ball to Fran Davis. Fran Davis helps it on the halfway line to Abby Carrington. Carrington now on the left side. Plays the ball down the line, but no one was interested in that. But Jade Parker gets to the second ball. And here is Parker now. Being held up though by the Wigan defender. Good stuff. It's a throw into FC. Well. Here is Kirsty Chambers. Kirsty Chambers now. Good bit of skill there. And she's fouled. And this is an interesting area. If we take it, yes, I was thought we were going to take it quickly, but it's Chambers' range. However, there's no point with this goalkeeper. You're just not going to be able to do it from there as you normally would in a league match. But it's going to be Jade Parker to take this. It's about, what's that, Paul? 18 yards yeah. From the corner of the penalty box, in line with it.
It's some distance out.
Yes, on the left-hand side. In it comes. It's crossed in. It's flicked on there by Vias. It gets to Wild. Wild shoots it top corner. And it's a goal. It's a goal for Chloe Wild. And FC United 2-1 up, Paul. Right at the death.
Well, what a time to score. 89th minute. And what a finish. That really is a hammer blow for Wigan.
On the 89th minute. And it was Vias with a flick on there. It got to Chloe Wilde, who was in a surprising amount of space, to be fair. And she belts it into the near top corner. And it was not much Linford could do with it. And
that was a hell of a finish.
Well, match point to FC United.
Well, shades of yesterday.
Yes.
The last gasp winner.